CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's Slice, here is Christina Hariniuk.
For 60 years, Inclusion Winnipeg has been enhancing the lives of people living with intellectual disabilities. Their work impacts Winnipeggers every day, and I'm here with the Executive Director of Inclusion Winnipeg, Janet Forbes. So how does your work impact people?
In one way or another, we could touch everybody in the city because of some of the systemic work that we do. So if we're involved in something like the Accessibility for Manitobans Act, that's something that's going to affect everybody. Right now, there's one standard, the customer service one. That's one of those things that 10 years from now or so, people will just expect that whenever they go, whatever their need is, that things are going to be accessible for them. And we look at that as being, what's a community need?
Going back, there are some programs 40, 50 years ago that would never be here today. What were those programs and what did Inclusion Winnipeg learn from them?
The group of families who said, you know, we want our kids to be educated. One of the first things that they did was to raise enough money to build a school, but it was a school only for children who had intellectual disability. We'd never start a segregated school now. Even some of the things that are currently common models, like group homes, and we'd never look at that as being sort of the first model for somebody to live in. Our organization also started a large sheltered workshop, which we would never do today. We really believe that it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what your ability is, we all have human rights.
To learn more about Inclusion Winnipeg and to see what they have lined up for their 60th anniversary, visit inclusionwinnipeg.org.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.